This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:30 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now, our man on the scenes, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Cordell Woodland. What's up, Cordell?
What's up, guys?
Not much, man. Baltimore Ravens take on the Los Angeles Rams after 44-10 beatdown loss of the Houston Texans. What are your thoughts for the Ravens against the Rams, a much more potent offensive team than even the Texans this week?
They're in trouble. I mean, they're in major trouble. Obviously this season starting 1-4, but this week, against a team that's one of the better teams, I think in the NFC, when it's all said and done, the Rams always have, especially early in the year, they have these like weeks on and weeks off where they look like an elite team. And then another one where they kind of have some head scratching losses, but I mean, they're one of the more potent teams in the league, probably, if not the best 1-2 punch at wide receiver. It's one of the top two. Got a really good running back in Kyren Williams, one of the best football minds in the league as a head coach. We know what Stafford is. So, yeah, I mean, those dudes are coming in here, and they can move the ball. They can score. And defensively, they're not that great, but obviously the Ravens have struggled to do anything offensively here over the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, I'm not expecting a lot of success for them on Sunday.
What about the return of Ricard to our running game? Because he's actually bigger than both. They have big defensive ends. He's bigger. He's about 10 pounds heavier than either. And you know what a difference he makes? Because for me, the only way this game is even a game is if they get Henry going.
Yeah, I mean, they have to find a way to get Henry going with no Lamar. I mean, to try to be one-dimensional back there, it's just not going to work really against anybody, especially these good teams. I mean, Ricard's been a big loss, and it doesn't really seem like a return is imminent right now. I mean, John talked about the Ricard situation on Monday. He seemed surprised that it's gone on as long as it has. But Ricard wasn't at practice yesterday. So, I mean, I would and John talked about Chicago possibly being a game, which is the one after the bye week. So we'll see. But Zaire Mitchell-Payton, he's not the biggest problem in their run game, but he's one of them. He's one of them. I mean, he's not blowing anybody backwards. You watch him at the point of contact. I mean, kind of folding up like an accordion at times. So, I mean, they're just not getting a push from anybody that's supposed to be blocking in the run game right now. And Derrick Henry is suffering.
So I want to get your take on this because, look, for somebody like me that loves wide receivers, watching Puka Nacua and Davante Adams work, it's like football porn. I mean, it just gets you excited watching their footwork that they have. Yeah, you got that right, Rob. Now, when it comes down to it, like, I don't know that you have the personnel really to slow these guys down. I think you got to get to the quarterback and try to make him throw the ball quicker. They have to set up some sort of pass rush if they expect to be in this game as well, and we haven't seen that.
No, I completely agree. They don't have the personnel to stop either of those two guys. I mean, Puka might be the best receiver in the NFL right now at the pace that he's going. And his volume is so high, but he's so efficient. So you know he's getting the ball, but there's really nothing you can do about it. And obviously Devontae Adams is Devontae Adams. So, yeah, I mean, I agree. They got to find a way to pressure the quarterback. And I'm at the point now to where, you know, I'm kind of going Wink Martindale a little bit, and I'm just sending the house. You got to do something. I would expect Kyle Hamilton to be more closer to the line of scrimmage going forward. I would expect him to be a big part of that pass rush. I mean, because it's kind of all hands on deck right now. They don't have that one guy, and they haven't had that one guy over the last couple of seasons. It's been a complete unit. So, yeah, they have to find a way to kind of speed that quarterback up. And it's Matthew Stafford. So how much can you really speed him up?
Yeah.
But you got to do something to get these guys uncomfortable, because right now they're just patting that ball to sleep and throwing to whoever they want.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Rob, I just had my Alonzo Mourning moment with Cordell here.
But when he said receiver.
Puka might be the best receiver in football. And I went, man, you got it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase truther, but man, he is putting on a show.
Now, Cordell, we talked about, look, last year with Cordell Woodland joining us right now. Last year, the defense started off horrible. They went out and they got some help with Dean Pease. Defense turned around this year. Once again, the defense is horrible. So what is the bigger problem? Is the bigger problem personnel, or is the bigger problem Zach Orr?
I think it's been the players, to be honest. I'm always going to mostly lean players when it comes to the issues. They've been fundamentally bad. They can't tackle. Mm-hmm. That's their number one issue defensively right now. That's I can't put that on the coach. This is the NFL. These dudes are supposed to be able to tackle by now. And I get it, at the start of the year, tackling is kind of an issue for a lot of teams. But this is – we're into October at this point now, and this is a team that should be above the tackling issues that they've had. So, yeah, I put a lot of it on the players. And, look, Zach Orr, I'm not absolving him of blame. I mean, he's the face of this defense. This is his unit. There are a lot of cooks in that kitchen, though. So while he's gets a – while his name is the one that's constantly brought up, people – like to bring it up last year about how Dean Pease had came on and, you know, Pagano had joined, and John Harbaugh said that he couldn't be any more involved with the defensive side of the ball. So it's a lot of people in that room. It's not just Zach Orr, but no doubt if they go into the bye week at 1-5, it's a real possibility that he gets scapegoated.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt at all. I mean, something's got to happen, because – look, you're spot on about the tackling. That's been my biggest gripe for weeks. At this level, you don't know how to wrap you don't know how to tackle in the NFL. That's not a coaching issue.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, though, I find they just look flat, like they're already checked out. You know, the Bateman issue and things like that, they don't look like they're engaged. And how do you get that back?
Well, that's the most concerning thing is that, I mean, we're going into week six right now, and we're talking about this team looking like they've checked out. And you're not wrong. I mean, they can deny it. John's denied it. He doesn't think that they're not playing hard and stuff like that, but the eye doesn't lie. And to go back and rewatch that game was just as nauseating as watching it live. I mean, they're unrecognizable. They're unrecognizable. They're not playing with any type of physicality. Nobody's afraid of them. And they don't even look like they're playing full speed a lot of times. Like, it's the fact that we're even having to question these type of effort things is a problem alone, whether it's the real issue or not. The fact that it's being questioned is un-Raven-like in itself. So, no, they don't look like themselves. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's a danger zone for everybody involved when you're talking about this team not looking like they're giving 100% effort. That's a real problem for them right now.
Hey, Cordell, as we look at how everything breaks down the rest of the way, we've talked about their schedule opening up in the rest of this division. One outlet saying the Ravens are favored to still win this division, which seems crazy to a lot of people. What do you make of it? Do you think they have a shot in this, or do you think this is the Steelers' division, even though the Ravens still have two games with them left?
Well, I'm not completely convinced that it's the Steelers' division. I mean, I don't think people are crazy for still thinking they have a shot. I think they do. Even if they go into the bye week at 1-5, realistically, it could happen. Now, I mean, we're talking about a major uphill battle. It's not going to be easy, and they're going to have to be close to perfect to pull it off. But if anybody, you know, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt for now, that if Lamar gets back and they start to get these guys healthier, and I understand that they weren't looking good even with their starters out there, but just they can't look any – they're definitely not going to look better with them all out. So they have no shot until they get healthy. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that they are capable of getting hot, that they are capable of winning these must-win games down the stretch of the second half of the season. But I'm kind of one foot in, one foot out. I'm not going to lie to you. I could easily see this thing get going off the rails and this just – feeling like the Orioles season all over again.
I'm with you, Cordell. They're not going. They're not going 9-8. They're either going to go like 10-6, or 5-12, 6-11. They're not going nine and eight.
It's one of those. Yeah. It's one of those. They're not going to be middle of the pack. It's either they're going to get red hot and they're going to get close to running the tables, or the wheels are just going to completely fall off of this train.
Cordell Woodland, where can we hear you the rest of the week or next week?
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be on Friday night, Friday from 6 to 8, me and Ben on the Fresh Take. So we'll talk a lot about this Ravens-Rams game. We'll talk a lot about the football slate of college and NFL as a whole going into the weekend. So we'll see who returns to practice today, potentially. They got a couple of guys back yesterday. So we'll see if they're getting healthier going into the weekend.
Thanks a lot, Cordell.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, right, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.